Crusader music. Christus vincit, Christus reina, Christus imperat, Christ conquers, Christ reigns, Christ commands. I'm on duty. Terry, my name is Jesse Romero. What about you, Terry?
Jesse, I'm on duty. Terry Barber, I always say I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm wearing my shirt that says that, Jess. Too blessed to be stressed, too anointed to be disappointed. And if hope was money, we'd be a billionaire. These topics we're going to discuss, let's set the stage. Cardinal George said this years ago. Bishop Strickland just tweeted this. He said, "The church is a scandal to the worldly when she's faithful to her Lord in her teachings and her acts." The world doesn't want to hear what we have to say, because what Jess and I, myself, and all of Virgin Most Powerful Radio is only giving what the church has always taught. So of course the world, the devil, and the flesh is against us. Then he says, "The church is a scandal to the faithful when her members and her ministers dissent from teachings and excuse themselves from her prescriptions. The first scandal is our mission." Yeah, to make the world. Jess, I'll be honest with you. I'd be worried if the world liked what you were doing, Jess. I'd say, Jess, hey, evaluate what you're doing, bro. I think there's a problem.
That means you're serving the devil.
Exactly. And so I think he says that the second is our shame. So what is our shame? When we're one with the world. So here are the topics for today. Inventor of the mRNA technology removed from Wikipedia after he warned against taking the COVID jab. Wow, that doesn't sound like he's with the world. Number two, this is unbelievable. Horrifying study reveals the mRNA vaccine nanoparticles are circulated throughout the entire body, brain, heart, liver, ovaries. And I'm going to give some statistics on that one. That's a sad one. Also, this is amazing, Jesse. An eminent doctor, are you ready for this? He says the COVID vaccine is a bioterrorism by injection and has likely caused at least 50,000 deaths in the United States. Well, doc, you're now no longer on social media. That's what happens to people like that. And just a quick note, I love to tell bishops that a baby, for whatever they do that's really inspirational. Well, Archbishop Samuel Aquila of Denver, he called out a group of pro-abortion lawmakers Friday. He says this, that you pro-abortion Democrats are not in good standing because you are promoting evil with regards to abortion. That's about right. And the last thing, Jess, I just want to bring up again and again, the Gates Foundation. They're going to spend $1.4 billion pushing for a population control worldwide. They continue this mantra of stopping the growth of the world, and that's going to be tied into this virus, so-called virus. So before
Terry,
we do... Go ahead,
even though they're divorcing, they're still...
Collaborating.
They're still collaborating in evil,
even though
they can't stand each other and can't live with each other for whatever reason.
Yeah.
They're going to pull all their money together to continue what they call... it's not family planning, it's family destruction.
Exactly. Well, before we get to all these topics, Jesse always asks, I always ask Jesse to give us some soul food, because this time, this summer, I'm going to ask somebody a question. I've been doing this. I have this little booklet with my Bible. It's called Imitation of Christ. I used to read this a lot, and I let it go. I just got another copy. And Jesse, this is the second most popular book in the world after the Bible.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, man, it's given me some great spiritual advice with the world, the devil, and the flesh. So I want to recommend for reading this summer, consider not only your Bible, but the Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. Jess, let's get some soul food, bro.
It's basically a self-retreat.
It is.
Okay. Speak, Lord, your servants are listening.
Yeah.
The Gospel according to St. Matthew. Mm. It reads, Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey, or a second tunic, or sandals, or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it, and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. There's a lot here, Jess.
Yeah, there's a lot here. For people that are that you've heard a term called Lectio Divina,
yeah.
What you should do is read the gospel three times and then just meditate and ponder. And then look at the things that jump out at you that the Holy Spirit is highlighting for you. So let's just assume I read it three times, which I already have. And I pondered this last night before today. Here's a couple things that jump out at me. Number one, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Well, what does that mean? The catechism says that the kingdom of heaven is wherever Jesus is at.
Amen.
Okay? Wherever Jesus is. So in my local parish, there's the Eucharistic kingdom of heaven. If I'm in a state of grace, which I am, and in my heart, the kingdom of heaven is in my heart. The kingdom of heaven is wherever Christ reigns. Mm. Also, what jumps out at me is, again, the fact that the Catholic Church has been given the power of miracles and also to drive out demons. It's right in the scripture, drive out demons. That's the reference to exorcism. Exorcism was practiced by lay people and priests up until 398 A.D., and it was at one of the councils of 398 AD, I think the Council of Laodicea or the Council of Constantinople. I'd have to look at my notes. It's what happened is the church says, no, we have to make this a ministry for priests only.
Wow.
Because lay people started charging for exorcisms. They started charging, it's called the sin of simony.
Yeah.
Also lay people, because again, a lot of them weren't chaste. They started having sex with the possessed people. And they were calling this, this is part of the exorcism, take your clothes off. And also what was happening is as a result of so much lay people being malformed and driving out demons, they were also being retaliated, their marriages and their families and their children. So the church in her wisdom relegated the office of exorcist to the ministry of a chaste priest, because a person who practiced chastity and virginity, they have an advantage in driving out demons because of their purity. Last thing that jumps out at me there, Terry, is the way the Lord talks about the labor deserves his keep. That's why we occasionally ask people to support us, because we need people to help us keep the lights on and the toilets flushing. Our Lord also talks about as you enter a house, wish it peace. Blessed Charles Foucault, he comments on this. He says that when an apostle or a disciple goes into a house, he says, when a disciple says, peace be to this house, St. Charles de Foucault, he says that literally those words become so effective and powerful that they bring forth the peace of heaven and it descends into that home at that very moment. And so, again, that shows the authority of the weight of an apostle, a bishop, a successor of the Lord Jesus Christ. When they come into a house and wish a blessing upon the house, Blessed Charles Foucault said that their words actually become effective and God comes into that house. Last thing I would say about this gospel is our Lord's talking about Sodom and Gomorrah. For those people that don't believe that Sodom and Gomorrah was a real event, our Lord quotes Sodom and Gomorrah. And not only that, he says that any town that rejects Jesus, they're going to be worse off, Terry, than Sodom and Gomorrah. Just read that story in Genesis 19.
Yes, I want to add something to it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come to it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside the house in that town, shake the dust from your feet. What that applies to me, and I was reflecting, like today after the radio show, I'm going to be meeting with three Catholics, one Protestant now, and I'm going to be sharing some apologetics at lunch with them. I printed out our book, Practical Apologetics. Now, I can give them all the biblical references for the faith, but they have freedom to say no. And here's my position, Jess, you've had it happen 100 times. You give people all the good reasons for the faith, and they still reject it. You know, Jess, I used to be like, oh, I messed up. You know what I do? I don't mess up. I give people the truth. And if they accept it, great. If they don't, you know, okay. I'm not even worried about that. Why? Because I did my duty. I shared the gospel with the people. What happens? That's God's business.
Yep.
All right, Jess, we're going to take a quick one with Bishop Sheen before the quick break here. Full Sheen ahead. And Jess, this is all about marriage, and you've done some really good material on marriage. Here's what Sheen says. If a young couple can pray together, it means that they have the same sense of right and wrong, which is essential for happiness. Nothing makes courtesy and charm as much as a good conscience. If there are prayers together, then the love of the husband and wife will not be directed to one another as an object, but rather both will point as arrows in an infinite outside of them. Prayer will avoid the disillusionment of which one may say to the other, I sought of thee a soul, I found only a body. He who is not spiritual in the flesh will become carnal in the soul. Wow. That was said 60, 70 years ago. So here's the advice from Fulton Sheen. Couples, pray together. And he also says, hey, renew your marriage vows often because your love will not last because you're tough. Your love will last because you have the power to renew it. This summer, time to renew the vows, folks. All right, Jess, when we That's come right. back, what are we going to be hitting?
We're going to be talking about the inventor of mRNA technology has been removed from Wikipedia because he warned us against taking the COVID jabs.
Is this microphone on? Yeah, that's the world we're living in, folks. The Terry and Jesse Show, we're too blessed to be stressed, we're too anointed to be disappointed, and if hope was money, we'd be billionaires. Stay with us, family. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Let's not forget that the month of July is dedicated to the most precious blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Most precious blood of Jesus, cover us, Lord, with your precious blood. Can you believe this communist tactic is actually happening in America? I mean, this is right out of the French Revolution, Terry.
Yep, it is.
Dr. Robert Malone is no longer recognized by Wikipedia as being the creator of the technology used in some COVID-19 vaccines. The inventor of mRNA technology was removed from Wikipedia after he warned against taking COVID jabs. The information about the inventor of the mRNA technology used in certain COVID-19 jabs was removed from the online encyclopedia site Wikipedia after he publicly warned against giving the experimental gene therapy vaccines to young people, and there was insufficient information about the injections to give informed consent. I mean, Terry, this would be like the equivalent of telling, like, the young Michael Jordan, say, hey, you're not fit to be a basketball, you're not fit to coach a high school basketball team.
Right. Well, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So Dr. Robert Malone, MD, MS, he discovered RNA transfection, and he was at the ASALK, the Salk Institute in San Diego in 1988, he's the one that invented mRNA vaccines. Dr. Malone's research was continued the next year at Vic-Hell, and between 1988 and 89, Dr. Malone wrote the patent disclosures for the mRNA vaccines. I mean, this guy's the top of the food chain on this topic.
That's right.
On June 10th, 2021, Dr. Malone joined biologist Brett Weinstein on the Dark Horde podcast, where Dr. Malone raised numerous safety concerns about the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines, both of which use mRNA technology. Dr. Malone basically warned about the future autoimmune issues caused by the spike proteins within the mRNA injections. Dr. Malone also stated that the FDA was aware that the spike proteins were biologically active and could travel from the injection site and cause adverse events, and that the spike protein, if biologically active, is very dangerous, his very own words. So on that podcast, he also appeared on Fox News' Tucker Carlson a few days later, and Dr. Malone issued some more warnings about the vaccines. the content of which is contrary to the mainstream media's promotion of the injections. So the mRNA inventor, Dr. Malone, declared that there was still insufficient data for anyone to make an informed decision about receiving the vaccines. Dr. Malone also warned against the injections being given to young people. He said this, quote, "I have a bias that the benefits probably don't outweigh the risks in that cohort. But unfortunately, the risk-benefit analysis is not being done." And so Tucker Carlson described Dr. Malone as being perhaps, quote, "the single most qualified person on planet Earth to discuss this subject," close quote, given his status as the actual inventor of the technology behind the injections now being rolled out and in some cases being mandated to people across the globe. Terry, if you want to get a chuckle,
yeah.
Joe Biden is kind of turning Jehovah's Witness on us. And what do I mean by that? He's sending the government, Terry,
door to door,
to knock on people's doors to get the jab. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
This is like a Gestapo tactic. First, Joe Biden, he tried to shame us and to say, "Oh, if you don't, you know, if you don't take the jab, you don't love your neighbor. Or you want to kill people." Well, guess what? That didn't work. Trying to shame us. So now the government, the federal government, is going to be probably implementing knocking on doors to push more people to accept the jab. Terry, this reminds me of 1940 Germany.
Well, of course it does. And Jesse, those people, Google, YouTube, kicking them off the air. If we were to look at these social media giants and put their total footprint of financial footprint, they would be the fourth largest country in the world. In other words, that's how much money they're getting. So guess what? Anybody who gets in their way, they've got the resources to just say, "Hey, you know what? You don't exist anymore. We erase you." And so I was shocked when I read that. They would be the fourth biggest country in the world with their financial outreach.
Terry, I hope and pray that Donald Trump's lost.
He's suing them all.
That he's suing them. Yeah. But again, these guys got endless money, and they also have a lot of, they can influence a lot of people in the court systems.
Of course.
By big fat, donations.
Of course.
This is a David and Goliath lawsuit, but we hope and pray that Donald Trump.
Well, with God with us, who could be against us?
Right? Amen.
So I think we have to do, I mean, I'm actually proud that he's suing these people because somebody's got to go after. Think about this, Jess, when we were 25 years ago, do you remember AT&T?
Yes.
Remember how big they were? Everybody said, "Oh yeah, they can." And then they antitrust where they monopolized the phone companies, right? And then they got knocked down. And this is basically what's happening right now. We need alternatives. I'm always, my opinion is this, Jess, whether I go anywhere for services, if there's competition, it stimulates an industry. And right now, we need competition to beat the social media people who will not allow the truth to be put out.
Amen. Terry, Dr. Malone was not targeted merely by YouTube, but just days after he did the Dark Horse podcast, when it was released, the Wikipedia entry.
Can you imagine?
For the it goes to show the left controls everything.
Exactly.
The Wikipedia, that online encyclopedia, the entry for the RNA vaccine was changed. They removed his name and his role from the article, and thus potentially removing the weight that his warnings about the technology might convey. There is an archived version of the Wikipedia website that you could still access before they changed it. It was archived that shows Dr. Malone as the creator and the initial researcher into the mRNA technology. And that entry's from June 14, 2021. But again, the Wikipedia site, they've altered, they removed any mention of Dr. Malone. They've canceled him in the narrative of their entry. And instead of detailing his exploits, the entry now states that the mRNA technology was discovered by researchers at the Salk Institute, the University of California, San Diego, and Vicol. Again, the site was to undergo yet another change. And at the time of writing, July 5th, the Wikipedia entry had undergone another substantial alteration. This time they mentioned John Wolfe, a collaborator of Dr. Malone in the 1990s, and they gave him chief credit for the mRNA research experiments. Terry, these guys live in their own world. They create their own reality. And furthermore, the current Wikipedia entry now lists Kathleen Carrico as a scientist behind a key discovery in the development of mRNA vaccines. As noted by the commentators on YouTube, Carrico is, unlike Dr. Malone, a public proponent of the experimental vaccines, commenting to The Guardian in November on the mRNA vaccine. She says, or he says, "I have never doubted it would work." So in other words, they now take out the doctor who's criticizing, Dr. Malone, who's criticizing the use of these jabs. He's been deleted from Wikipedia. But this other Dr. Carrico, who pushes the liberal narrative,
yep.
So Wikipedia now inserts her name, Dr. Kathleen. They replace Dr. Kathleen Carrico, who's a committed leftist who speaks the liberal party line. Wake up, America. The medical community has been weaponized by the left. It ends here. It says Dr. Kathleen Carrico, the 66-year-old biochemist, is currently the senior vice president at Biotech RNA Pharmaceuticals, having been in that position since 2013, and is the head of RNA protein replacement therapies. BioNTech is partnered with Pfizer in developing, producing, and distributing the hastily developed experimental COVID-19 injection. So there's a marked difference in the tone towards the COVID injections that you can notice between Dr. Malone and Dr. Carrico. While Dr. Malone warned that no one had sufficient information to be able to make an informed decision about taking the jab, Dr. Carrico has hailed the mRNA jab as a universal platform for future drugs. Terry, here's my take.
Yeah.
Here's the confusion.
Yeah.
Okay. You have one doctor saying one thing and another doctor saying another thing. Just like in our church, you have one bishop saying one thing, another bishop saying the complete opposite again. This is what Sister Lucia calls diabolical disorientation. Terry?
Well, Jesse, it's a sign that the demonic is alive and well among us, not only in the church, but in the world. Now, we have more. Hundreds of doctors have done exactly the same thing, coming out supporting not to get the jab, not to to expose all this. And guess what happened to them? They all lose their jobs. So these are heroic doctors that are willing to do this. Jesse, you know what the easiest thing for them to do is? Zip the lip, man. Keep getting your paycheck and shut up. But you know what? I'm praying that more people will come out and speak the truth and pay the price. We've paid a price. The very fact that we're not on YouTube, the very fact that we used to be on national radio. Why are we not on national radio? I'll be honest with you, Jess. Because we tell people too much of the truth, and we don't look the other way for nothing. We expose it all.
Yeah, we're not establishment Catholics.
Exactly.
That's why.
And Jesse, when we come back, this is horrifying. A study, it confirms again about the mRNA vaccine that we're going to be. This is like, wow, it's just the doctors are coming out and saying, look, I have a moral obligation to tell my patients this isn't good for you, but it's going to cost me my job. How many guys back in the 15th century, how many bishops were faithful to the church with King Henry VIII? Not very many. See, so don't be surprised when we're living today and we see a lot of dissent. We see a lot of people walking away from the cross of Christ. It's happened before, but I'm asking you, our listener, to suck it up right now and say your prayers, live holy lives, make reparation for these sacrileges that are going on, make reparation, and pray for our leaders in our church that they will stand up and be true shepherds guarding the flock.
That's right. Terry, can you imagine all the deaths and adverse effects because of the jab? If aspirin or Tylenol or Pepto-Bismol cause these adverse reactions and deaths like the jab does, those things would have been taken off the shelf like yesterday.
Exactly.
But the fact is, this is political. This is part of the Great Reset. This is part of the deep state. We got a deep state and we got a deep church, and they're both working together.
And that's why we're going to talk about an eminent doctor saying that this is bioterrorism by the injection and has likely caused at least 50,000 deaths just in the United States of America. Find out what he means by that on the Terry and Jesse Show. Stay with us, family. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Lord Jesus Christ, cover us with your precious blood. There's an article written by Mike Adams. Mike Adams, this guy has an impressive curriculum vitae. He's an accomplished scientist, a journalist, and I thank God that he's truth about the mRNA experimental vaccine. And he's warning the rest of us people of goodwill. And this scientist, he joins a long course of doctors and scientists who are censored by big tech because they're not cheerleaders for the CCP, the World Health Organization, and the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm.
The article's called Horrifying Study Reveals mRNA Vaccine Nanoparticles Are Circulated Throughout the Entire Body, Brain, Heart, Liver, Ovaries, Testes, and More, by Mike Adams. He says that not surprisingly, everything the establishment tells us about the COVID vaccines has been a calculated lie. Powerful statement.
Yep.
One of the biggest lies and most treacherous lies is that the mRNA vaccine shots stay in the arm and don't circulate the nanoparticles around the body. Now, we know that is a complete lie, as new research conducted in Japan shows that lipid nanoparticles containing the mRNA code are widely circulated around the body after vaccination, reaching the brain, spleen, large intestine, heart, liver, lungs, and other organs. The study paper that was done by the Japanese has been translated into English. It's on this link. Just go to the vnpr.org if you want to get this article, vnpr.org or jesseromero.com. It's labeled Pfizer Confidential. The study's known as a biodistribution study that uses luciferase enzymes and radioisotope markers to accurately track the distribution of Pfizer's mRNA lipid nanoparticles across the body. So the first section, again, it's labeled SARS-CoV-2 mRNA vaccine. The study reveals how mRNA lipid nanoparticles, I'll call them NLPS from here on, they're distributed across the body, even affecting ovaries and testes, raising huge questions about fertility in those receiving mRNA vaccine shots. And there's a chart that shows the mass of these lipid nanoparticles in micrograms found in each organ following the jab, the mRNA vaccine. And you'll notice when you look at the chart how it attacks the adrenals. There's even a pro-vaccine doctor. I mean, this guy's a pro-vaccine doctor, but he's raising the alarm bells. Dr. Brian Bridle, who's a pro-vax doctor, he says in an interview, we made a big mistake. You can look at his 9-minute video. There's a link to it on this article. But in the interview, Dr. Brian Bridle, who's pro-vaccine, by the way,
yep,
he says the following stunning things, and remember as you read this that Dr. Bridle is 100% pro-vaccine, and he has no criticism about the other jabs. But he says this, quote, the spike protein on its own is almost entirely responsible for the damage to the cardiovascular system. If it gets into circulation, indeed, if you inject the purified spike protein into the blood of research animals, they get all kinds of damage to the cardiovascular system, and it can cross the blood-brain barrier and cause damage to the brain. Terry, you want to pick it up from there?
Yeah, I want to pick it up and say this, Jesse. A year from now, we're all going to know all this coming out because so many people are going to be sick and their immune systems are and dead too. Yeah, their immune systems are not working properly. And then they're going to say, hey, what's going on? And then they're going to try and cover it up. I'm predicting this. This is July of 2021. Mark my word, that's what's going to happen. And Jesse, the bottom line on all this is This is also, you mentioned a thing in the article about fertility. We just talked earlier this week about how many pregnant women who took the jab, 80% of them in this study of hundreds of women were not able to carry out their pregnancy. Now, Jess, I know that sometimes we lost two babies ourselves.
That's by design.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. This is making women infertile to be able to deliver those babies. And what is that doing? It's cutting the population down. So statistically, you know, Jesse, we said all this maybe a year and a half ago when this first happened. We suspected this, but we didn't have the hard data. Now the data is coming out to make us look, well, I'm just saying, looks like these guys knew what they were talking about. And mark my word, Jess, 6 months, a year from now, we're going to actually be talking about this, saying, hey, we told him. This is the fact that we know enough about the vaccine. We know enough about so-called vaccine that this is going to compromise our systems. People are going to die, and we'll have fewer people breathing. And guys like I said, the Gates Foundation, who's donating $1.4 billion to promote family planning. When they use that word family planning, it's a code word, okay? It's for cutting the population down in the world. They want to do this, and they're putting their money towards it. And the facts are showing, Jesse, that everything you're saying in this article is coming to fruition.
Terry, and the successors of the apostles, I won't mention their names because we know who they are, that are promoting the vaccine, the fake vaccine, the jab, they're going to have egg in their face when they see all the people that are dying and the people whose bodies have been destroyed as a result of this experimental jab.
Jess, let me jump in and say something. What you just said is true. Back in the 1920s, when they had the revolution going on in Mexico and they were trying to get a peace treaty, the Vatican stepped in and said, look, let's negotiate this. Let's be all big boys and stop the violence. Okay, they negotiated a deal that said, okay, 5,000 men on the Mexican Revolution side are wanting to, they were defending their country. They need to turn their guns in because that's the part of the peace plan. Now, the Vatican told those guys, hey, gentlemen, this is, you know, we're gonna get you a peace treaty. Go ahead and put your guns down. All 5,000 of those men were shot to death. And I think the analogy is fair. The Vatican, through Pope Francis, he's sincerely wrong. He's talking on something that has no papal authority. It's his out of his realm. It's his personal opinion. And he's personally, sincerely wrong on this issue. And the facts are going to prove it.
Yeah, he's outside of his lane. He has no medical expertise.
No.
And the Holy Spirit does not cover him when he makes statements about science and medicine.
Well said.
So Dr. Bridle, who's a pro-vax doctor, he says they found the spike protein in circulation. So in the blood of 11 of those 11 of those 13 healthcare workers that had received the vaccine, what this means is, so we have known for a long time that the spike protein is a pathogenic protein. It is a toxin. That means a poison.
Yeah, putting toxin in your body. Really? Yeah. Sign me up. What? Go ahead.
It can cause damage in our body if it gets into circulation.
Is this now, microphone on, Jess? Say that one more time.
This is a pro-vax doctor saying. He goes, the spike protein is a toxin.
That means poison.
Yep. That means poison.
Yep.
It can cause damage in our body if it gets into circulation.
Right.
And then he says, now we have clear-cut evidence that the vaccines that make our bodies or the muscles or the cells in our deltoid muscles manufacture this protein, not the vaccine itself, plus the protein gets into blood circulation. When in circulation, the spike protein can bind to the receptors that are on our platelets and the cells that line our blood vessels. What then happens? It can do one of two things. It can either cause platelets to clump, and that can lead to clotting.
And it has been going on. There's so much blood clotting going on. Go ahead.
That's exactly why we've been seeing clotting disorders associated with these vaccines.
Yep.
It can also lead to bleeding.
Yep.
And of course, the heart's involved. It's a key part of the cardiovascular system. That's why we're seeing heart problems. The protein, it can also cross the blood-brain barrier and cause neurological damage. That's why also in the fatal cases of blood clots, many times it's seen in the brain. The doctor says, in short, the conclusion is we made a big mistake.
Huge.
He said, the doctor, this is a pro-vax doctor again. Yep. He says, we didn't realize it until now. We saw the spike protein was a great target antigen. We never knew the spike protein itself was a toxin and was a pathogenic protein. So by vaccinating people, we are inadvertently inoculating them with a toxin, a poison.
Repeat and that, because that is such an important fact.
We are inadvertently inoculating them with a toxin, which means a poison.
Yep. Don't get, let too many people know that story, because...
Oh, no.
What? Give me a break.
And in some people, this gets into circulation. Exactly. And when that happens in some people, it can cause damage, especially with the cardiovascular system.
Yep.
The doctor says, I don't have time, but many other legitimate questions about the long-term safety... there for this vaccine. For example, with the accumulating in the ovaries, one of my questions is, will we be rendering young people infertile?
Absolutely.
Or some of them infertile? So I'll stop there. Of course it's going to render them infertile. He knows it. They all know it.
The statistics are out.
And this is why they're doing it, Terry.
Yeah. And Jesse, that's when we come back from the break, we're going to have another doctor. Notice it's not Dr. Jesse Romero or Dr. Terry Barber. We're quoting eminent doctors who should know all this. An eminent doctor says COVID vax is a bioterrorism by injecting and has likely caused at least 50,000 deaths in the U.S.
Unbelievable.
You see, Jesse, it's all coming out now. And the bottom line is, this is why it's important that folks have been supporting Virgin Most Powerful, because, you know, we have our app. People around the world, I have statistics here about 579,000 people have downloaded the Terry and Jesse Show this year. Okay, that's how many people. We're reaching thousands and thousands of people because you, our listener, has been supporting us to get the technology that's necessary to get the word out. I guarantee you, nobody's going to want us talking on YouTube. They already canned us for saying things like this. And I want to also ask people, if they would like to make a donation, they can go to vmpr.org or they can call 877-526-2151. When we come back for the last break, Jesse, yeah, this is incredible what this doctor is saying. And if he's right, which I think he is, we said this a year ago, Jesse, we thought this made sense. So,
Terry, this all stinks. And don't forget the bombshell about Fauci's emails where he admitted that he was helping fund this research.
That's a good point. Yep, yep. And remember, well, we'll be back after a quick break. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We'll be right back, friends.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. We have Kurt calling from the Midwest. Kurt, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show, brother. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Terry? I'm from Boston. And Jesse, I'd like to give a shout out to you as well, yeah, for bringing up the Vendee and how they went up against Freemasonry, you know, the
right,
that, mm-hmm, that man can become like God. Also, I'd like to mention... Sure. When the consecration of France to the Sacred Heart of Jesus was delayed in doing,
right,
they said, you know, evil and, you know, I can't think of the exact words, will befall that nation.
Yes.
And we saw what happened with King Louis and his wife, Marie Antoinette.
Yep.
I'd like to bring that up because I think it kind of dovetails with what Our Lady of Fatima said.
Yep.
But also, going on with the shot and everything with this, I saw something last night concerning, I think what you're talking about, but I can't think of the poison that was identified in the Pfizer vaccine, mm-hmm, from some Spanish doctors that were breaking it down. And I can't think of the name, but it's in the shot. It's 99.9% of the shot. And what it does is it causes like flash pneumonia, inflammation of the heart, everything that the VAS report is saying. And then I was hearing Teresa Tarmio speaking on Catholic News,
sure,
to this doctor, and she was saying, you know, about, of course, the aborted fetal cells. And I'm almost yelling at the radio. I said, we know that. But what about all the mRNA that's going on?
Yeah.
This is almost, I hate to say, worse than everything.
Yeah.
And he says, well, you know, the VAS report, we're going to have to wait for that to finish. And I felt like saying, this is an experimental drug, and we're the experiment. Yeah. I keep saying to any Catholic priest or anyone who will listen to me about all of this. Well, and yes, even in my own diocese,
yes,
Cardinal Sean O'Malley, you know, voted against holding politicians accountable.
Yeah, I heard that. Kurt, let me just do this real quick because we got a few minutes. I want to cover what another doctor has had to say. You hit many good points. Appreciate everything you do on promoting Virgin Most Powerful out in the Boston area. And when you hear about this next doctor, I think you're going to say, wow, this makes sense to us. So I thank you for your call, brother. God love you.
You're welcome.
Jesse, let's talk about this bioterrorism by injection. This doctor says he's caused at least 50,000 deaths in the U.S. And what he's basically saying, even just, he says the COVID-19 vaccinations are, you know, sterilizing young people. They foster cancer. And he said are currently causing 50 to 70,000 deaths in the United States. During this explosive interview, McClue, an internist and cardiologist, along with being a professor of medicine and editor of two major medical journals, began his comments asserting, I believe that we are under the application of a form of bioterrorism that's worldwide and appears to have been many, many years in the planning. Jesse, he's talking about the Bill Gates Foundation, is he not?
Absolutely. He's not. There's many doctors that are saying exactly that. There's another one that I'm seeing here, Dr. Lee Merritt.
Yeah.
He was a military doctor for like 30 years.
I remember watching the video. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I watched his doc. He also says the same thing, Terry. This is bio war with China. He says, don't take the vaccine.
Wow.
There's another military doctor I just found. I mean, Terry, they're coming out
by
the woodwork, and they're saying, this other military doctor saying that he's a former military physician in the Soviet Union, and he said the COVID vaccines, the biological weapons of mass destruction, says this. He's now a Wyoming medical doctor and manager for Wyoming State Public Health Department, but he worked for the Soviet Union. He says the COVID-19 vaccines are communist plans. Do not get the COVID jab. And this other doctor, again, that we were just quoting before, Dr. Bridle, who's, again, he's pro-vax. And he's admitted. He's saying the spike protein in the vaccine is the toxin poison, in other words. He says that's what's causing blood clots and deaths. Here's the problem, Terry. The left is so invested in making us get the jab that they're offering free marijuana, gun lotteries,
all kinds of stuff,
free hamburgers here and there,
amusement parks
to get the. And you know what? Mm. Many low information Americans, they're going to roll up their sleeve and they're going to say, what? A free tickets to Disneyland? Hey, not a problem. I'll go and get the jab. I mean, that's how shallow some people think. And once again, if you don't believe these doctors that we're quoting right now, I think the linchpin, I think the smoking gun is, remember a few weeks ago, the bombshell Dr. Fake Catholic Fauci's emails that were revealed online, that where Fauci admits in his emails that he knew about this. It was called the gain of function research.
Right.
And he helped fund it, and he tried to cover it up. Terry, all of this, Terry, stinks. And I'm telling you this, but I can also see the hand of God behind this.
Absolutely.
Why is God allowing all of this to happen? Well, just like the Israelites, Terry, we become a sinful people as a church, and also God gives us the leaders we deserve. Bad people deserve bad leaders, and this is exactly where we're at right now in America
and Jesse,
the Catholic Church.
If we connect the dots, isn't it interesting that the Bill Gates Foundation, Who was on the board of that foundation? Dr. Fauci. Isn't that interesting? See, you connect. All these people are in cahoots together. Now, here's the bottom line. We got a couple minutes left. People are probably saying, oh, we're in deep trouble. You know what? Not really. And I'll tell you why we're not in deep trouble. Because if you're living in the state of grace, yes.
You're on your way to heaven.
That's the point I'm making. Dude, let's focus on the sanctification. First of all, you have a duty to save your soul, your family's soul. You got influence people. Let's talk about saving souls, because if souls are saved, everything is saved. If souls aren't saved, nothing is saved.
Terry, we're not going to be here that long. These people that want to live in this utopian earth, you can have it. They're all old men.
Exactly.
They're all going to be dropping dead next week,
one year,
in 5 years. All of them. All these people we're mentioning, Gates, Biden, Fauci, they're all going to be dropping dead real soon. And they're all going to go to their eternal death sentence if they die in mortal sin. And again, the church fathers are very clear, one after another. The way a man lives is usually the way a man will die.
Yep.
You and I, this is not our world. I tell people, secular humanists, I said, dude, this is your world, man. Have at it. I said, I was made for heaven. I was made for another world. If we live in a state of grace, we're not going to be here that long. I don't care if you live 100 years. That's short. That's a drop in the bucket. And then we're going to be with God and Our Lady forever in heaven. So hold on to the steering wheel. Don't veer off to the left.
Nope.
Don't veer off to the right. Keep your eyes on Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. And we know that the war has already been won. That's a done deal.
Yep.
Little battles here and there. These are little battles here and there. Sometimes we win some. Sometimes we lose some. But the overall mission, the war has been won by Christ. If you live in a state of grace, you will reap the benefits of that war, of that victory.
Amen, brother. And I want to make some suggestions for the summer. Spend time before the Blessed Sacrament. Bring that peace that only Christ can give us. Nobody else is going to give you the peace that Jesus Christ gives you. Number one. Number two, get the confession as soon as possible. I went to confession Sunday, Jess, and I'm just grateful that I could receive that forgiveness through that great sacrament. Number three, read your Bible. I mentioned about imitation of Christ in the Bible. Get both of those out. Read them every day. Take a little section of it, because this is what we need to be focusing on. Number four, pray your rosary every day. Remember what Our Lady said? She said at Fatima, souls are going to hell because no one is there to pray and make sacrifices. Little sacrifices. I'm talking about daily duty. Offer everything up to God as a gift, because every action is like a blank check. If Christ's name is on it, it has infinite value. Now, the Mass. Yeah. Get to Mass as often as possible. The Mass is the greatest prayer. What did Padre Pio say? The world could live more without the sun than the Mass. That's how powerful the Mass is. Get there as soon as possible. And sometimes even you retired folks. Jess, you and I are an age of retired folks. We got a lot of our friends. I'm going to be meeting with a couple guys later for lunch in a few minutes, actually. And I'm challenging them. Spend the time serving your neighbor. And who's your neighbor? The neighbor is someone in need. Share the gospel. Live a holy life. That's what we're here for, because life is short and eternity is forever.
That's right. If you're breathing and you've got two legs, you're called to holiness.
Amen, brother.
Holiness first till I'm under the earth. Say that again.
Yeah,
holiness first till I'm under the earth. And again, I don't care if you're 5 or 105. God from all eternity chose you to be where you're at this time
that's
in
right.
history to change the world. And remember, we are simply a lighthouse amidst the gathering storm.
Well said.
And all we want to do is put the spotlight of truth upon this culture of death. But remember, don't forget the Crusaders' victory chant.
Yeah.
Christ conquers. Christ reigns. Christ commands. Know your faith, Catholics. Live your faith, Catholics. Spread your faith, Catholics. And unite your rosary to the Virgin Most Powerful, our 12-star general. Unite your rosary to her immaculate heel. And also, unite your prayers to Saint Michael. Unite him to his powerful sword as he continues to deliver blows to the kingdom of darkness. And we tear down the gates of hell.
Fire me up, Jess. Remember what Saint Augustine said. There is no saint without a past. No sinner without a future. We're all sinners, okay? We need redemption. This is a challenge right now for all of us to realize that we need redemption. And what did the gospel say about preaching the gospel? Send the laborers. Yeah, we need to preach the gospel in season and out to the four corners. And how do we do that? Sometimes when we preach the gospel, people are going to reject it. Jess, I've been rejected all my life. You know what? That doesn't stop me. Because I'm serious. I get rejected. I'm a salesman for the Lord. I expect people to say, you know, screw you. Well, that's okay. I'll pray for you, brother. Hey, Jess, finish it up with a little inspiration about just why we're here at Virgin Most Powerful. Go ahead.
Come on, guys. Our days are numbered here on planet Earth, okay? There's nothing we can do to extend our time on planet Earth. Remember the cry of St. Faustina. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. That's the message of the entire Bible from beginning to end.
Yeah.
Don't trust in Biden. Don't trust in the Democrats. Don't trust in politics. Don't trust in Fauci. Trust in Jesus and do not fear death. Terry.
And that's why the Bible keeps saying trust 365 times. You notice it didn't say fear? That's the world. The world telling you fear. Jesse, what state should we be living in, brother?
State of grace. Don't live in a state of mortal sin. And don't fear those that can kill the body. Only fear God who can kill the body and the soul.
Up next, Dr. Sandoval. Wow, you got another great show. Get our app. Go to vmpr.org. May God richly bless you and your family.